The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free. Open spaces, come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and I hope you're all doing well after the Christmas feast and presents and running around and going to church and visiting family, friends, or catching the Christmas crud like I did. I mean, it was a great Christmas. A lot of people, and it worked out so well for so many. And, but you know, the weather was good. It's going to get warm again and rain, so who knows what's going to happen. And, you know, first things I want to do is I want to thank everybody who sent me a note. And I mean, I probably got a couple hundred notes. I really mean that. Where they bought rod and reel combos for their friends' kids and sent that as a secret Santa to them so they could take them along fishing. That was a big hit, apparently, when the secret Santa gave the gifts. So I'm very excited y'all did that. And we may have to talk about being a secret bunny mate for Easter or something like that. I mean, it just worked out real well for so many people. And maybe get more kids out fishing. Remember to tell all your friends to listen to us on ESPN Chicago website, or just go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, on my website.com and click on the word podcast, and you can hear the show anytime you want to also. So that's a cool thing. But on this week's show, I think we've got a pretty good one. First of all, we have Clay Erickson from the Walleyes Unlimited USA group calling in on our outdoor hotline from the newsroom. Then Kenny Husker O'Malley, he came crawling out of the north where they still have ice in Minnesota, I'm pretty sure, but it's going to, who knows what it's going to be now, with a report on the big ice fishing expo that happened up in Wisconsin. Followed him by Grace Olson. You've heard her on our show before. She's a fantastic fishing woman, a fireman and go to school, and she was fishing the World Bass Fishing Tournament in South Africa for USA Bass Fishing Team. And took first place, woo-woo, in South Africa. Can't beat that. We're going to hear from her about that. And then we'll have probably an Aiden Fishing report for Western Michigan with their iffy weather. And I do mean iffy up there for the winter right now. So with all that and a whole lot more, let's hear what's going on in the newsroom.
Well, the teletype machine's going off, so that must mean we got some important news coming on. And, oh, it looks like we have Clay Erickson from Walleyes Unlimited USA. Clay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Chauncey? Thanks for having me on, first of all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just wanted to tell everyone about our meeting that's coming up on December 30th. And our guest speaker is going to be Billy Heim, very well known in the Lake Geneva area, especially. And the meeting's going to be held at Gurnee at the American Legion at 6 p.m. And everyone is welcome. And also, even though we're called Walleyes Unlimited USA, we are a multi-species fishing club. And we fish for everything. And there's a lot to learn. And I'm sure Billy Heim's got a lot to teach. And we look forward to having not just members, but a lot of non-members come to the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things about Billy Heim is I personally know him, but I also know numerous people that go out with him. And he really is a knowledgeable angler, a guide, I should say. And he also, whether you're 6 years old or 106 years old, he details his event with you to what you can do and what you want to fish for. And that is an amazing thing, because I know people that have taken, you know, their mothers out that are very, you know, non-mobile, and they work it out so he gets them in the boat and everything else, and then they go out fishing for smallmouth for the day. And, you know, the mom who's in her 80s is the happiest person on the face of the earth. And then I know he goes out with, you know, a couple men and women in their 30s and 40s and just pounds the water and gets a pike and bass and everything else. I mean, he is really a classy, you know, angler and guide. But, boy, let me tell you, you better have a notepad or push the button on your phone recorder, because when he starts talking, you're not going to be able to keep up with everything he's telling you. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I've, you know, every time I've been on Lake Geneva, I've seen him out there. He's out there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I know he's guiding quite a bit and fishing on his own. And he also, I've seen him take veterans out there like myself.
That's right. He does. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Yeah, he does that too. And, you know, that's one of the things about he is just, you know, I don't want to, I'm not calling him old, but he's an old time guide who knows how to do it. You know?
Yep.
He's an old time Wisconsin boy guide who knows how to do it and has a great fun. Now, Walleyes Unlimited is also in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame up in Hayward, Wisconsin. You guys and girls, because there's many girls in this club too. I mean, it is that multi-species club that draws not just one sector of fishing, but all sectors of fishing.
Yeah, we have a fishing contest every year between club members, and it's multi-species, largest walleye, largest pike, largest perch. You know, game fish of the day. And this year, ironically, one of the females of the club is leading the group right now and could end up winning the contest.
That's my girl. I love it when a woman is. My mother taught me to fish. She taught me to hunt. She taught me to cook. Women are so much integral to the outdoors, and people just need to realize it, that they're not just mom, or they're not just, you know, our friend, or there's somebody who's enjoyed the outdoors just as much as we enjoy the outdoors, and they should be brought along with us to have a great time doing it. Heck, I know there's groups of women that go to Canada now to the lodges and spend a week fishing for pike and walleye and stuff and have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My wife and I used to go to Canada all the time. Well, we still do. We're going in June. We're going to Canada. So it's much better off when you have the better half with you.
The address of the VFW Hall? Oh, no, it's the American Legion Hall.
American Legion Hall.
What is the address of the American Legion Hall? Do you know it?
749 North Milwaukee Avenue, Gurnee, Illinois.
All are welcome, right?
Yes, all are welcome. Guests can come. It's a $5 entry fee for non-members. Well worth the $5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. Well, I just want to thank you, Clay, for coming on the program this morning in our official, you know, newsroom here with the teletype going on in the background and stuff like that, and bringing this little information about the club a little bit more to more people. And let's see if we can have some fun. It's in between the holidays. What are you going to do? Instead of just, you know, thinking about fishing, go someplace and listen about fishing, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, Clay, you have a great New Year's, and we'll look forward to hearing more about what the club's doing next year, okay?
Well, you have a great Christmas yourself, Chauncey, and it was great to be on the show with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, Each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition of Bayliner to the Waterworks family of boats. That's right, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes that you can cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. Waterworks is offering savings from Bayliner that you won't believe. As a new dealer, they will make putting you in a new Bayliner something you can afford and enjoy time on the water with your friends and family. So whether you're cruising or fishing or both, Bayliner is just the boat for you. There's even a model with a restroom on board, so you don't have to run back to the marina. You can just continue to enjoy fun on the water. Go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and Low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!" If fishing is your passion, then end your 2025 year and begin the new year with your friends and family and come meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is a Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame member, and it has been educating anglers and family for over five decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Tuesday, December 30th at 6 p.m., and hear Billy Heim of Night Prowler Guide Service for Lake Geneva, Big Green, and others. This seminar will cover how to target and catch different species of fish from the open waters that you love to fish. But he is also an accomplished ice fisherman and guide, and he'll even probably answer those questions after the main presentation. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Tuesday, December 30th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Be there and be a better angler. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Pete Meyer. I'm an outdoorsman of the great state of Illinois, and I want to give a shout out to Chauncey's Great Outdoors for such a wonderful thing he does over the radio.
This is the year.
welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, hot off the press, as they would say, or we don't even have presses, so hot out of the computer. We've got Ken Husker O'Malley, pro staffer with Waterworks and on our pro team for Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Ken, you were up north, as they say, weren't you? You were up north there, my friend.
I was. I was up in Oshkosh for the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo.
Mm-hmm.
That was year three of that show.
Okay, and was it a good show?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every year it gets bigger and it gets better, and I'm already looking forward to next year's.
Yeah. Now, you know, when we talk Illinois, Indiana, I'm not even going to go into, like, Missouri and those places, but when you talk Illinois and Indiana, the yes, we ice fish, but nowhere near what they do in Wisconsin and Minnesota and stuff like that, right?
Oh, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, it's...
Absolutely. Big difference, not only in culture, but the amount of time available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it literally is another season, so to speak, because of, you know, if it's a typical winter, the longevity of it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I think, and that's the important thing. It's the length of the ice season, you know, like here, we may get 30, 45 days, if that much, but you know, when you're talking Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know, anything north of, you know, basically the Illinois, Wisconsin line, all I can say is if you loved the movie Grumpy Old Men, Grumpy Old Men 2.
Who does?
Oh my God. I every time it comes on, I watch it and I can't even tell you how many times that's been, but
yep.
You know, it's really like that, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not only, you know, you have your hardcore guys that like to hole hop and stay on the move. And then you got, you know, other anglers that kind of make a day of it and have, like, as we call them, tent cities, and just make a day of it, an outing of getting together and, mm-hmm. You know, with good friends and, you know, having a good time.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to, not right now, but I'm going to ask you to put me in contact with somebody who has an ice fishing service where they actually will rent you one of those massive ice shanties. That's basically a small house with cable TV, satellite TV, heat, bed, stove, refrigerator.
So basically you're talking about your house and putting it on some wheels and then rolling it out onto the ice.
That's what they do, don't they?
Yep, pretty much.
You know, I can't figure it out if it's a guy who just needs to get away from his house or it's the guy's spouse that the angler's spouse who's saying, get out of here, go someplace.
Oh, I'm not even going to answer that.
I know, me neither.
For the ladies in the audience that are listening, nope, not doing it.
Yeah, yep, no. And besides, I'm hearing more ladies going out as groups go and going to those houses and having a great time.
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of friends that, you know, women, you know, anglers that love fishing, you know, mm-hmm. You know, on the ice.
Oh yeah. Hey, what new? Did you see anything new at this ice show?
Oh man, I tell you, I'm like a kid in the candy store. You know, I get the opportunity to walk around before the show opens every day, and you know, chit chat, but then also check out. Hey, is there anything new? Hey, you know, is there anything exciting?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a few things that I'm excited about that I'm ready to get on the ice and try. And, you know, one of the things, Finn's Braid came out this year with a 2-pound test ice tamer braid. So this line absorbs zero water, which is a huge plus when you're talking about braid. But this 2-pound braid has a tensile strength of 6 pounds with a pulling strength of 13.7. I mean, you talk about a game changer when it comes to that you know, that diameter, because this diameter of this braid is a 1/2 pound mono.
Wow.
It's sewing thread.
And
so you want to talk about for first ice and, you know, fishing, you know, shallow water panfish, this is the Cadillac of mm-hmm. fishing lines when, you know, targeting those, you know, shallow water spooky fish.
Yeah, because a lot of ice fishermen, you know, it's ironic. I mean,
these guys will be out there in open water with, you know, 6, 8, 10 pound test line. And when they go ice fishing, they're fishing with 2, maybe 4 as heavy. I mean, that's like, what? Ooh. And you're, because the fish can, I don't know if they see the line or what, but they are just so much more sensitive to line diameter to the lure that, you know, having something like that, that you said, it goes down to how, I heard the upper end, the 13 pound, but what was the low end?
So 6 pound tensile strength, okay, with the half pound diameter of mono.
Half pound, my, oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be a big, that would be a big item. Big,
absolutely. And let me tell you, it sold out at the show.
Mm. Wow, that's cool. That's cool. What else we got at the show that you saw that you kind of went,
Well, I've got, of course, you know, I have to pick up some new things. And one of the things that, you know, I also grabbed was another rod, like I needed another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a, from Neptune Ice Rods, a 38-inch hole hopper. So if anybody who doesn't know what a hole hopper is, you know, this is a 38-inch, you know, this is a longer rod. You can stand up and basically when you want to be mobile and you want to hole hop, you can just basically stand, jig, and go. Without having to kneel, having to get down, you know, sitting on a bucket. You know, this is designed to literally, you know, if you drill a lot of holes along like weed edges or main basin, you are basically on the go and you are finding fish. You're not waiting for fish to come to you.
It's like you're in a boat trying to find them, but you're on the ice walking for them.
Yep, exactly. So this rod, listen to this one. It's got a 1 millimeter tip to it. No, you know, so no spring bobber is required on this, but the backbone, it goes to 6 millimeters. So it's a fast tip to detect at the absolute lightest of biters, but plenty of backbone to bring in those larger perch, those crappie, those, you know, 10 inch plus bluegill. And you know what? You're going to get some bass with those too, and some nice walleye.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, your hole hopping, you run a line of holes with your auger, and this isn't if it's 40 below zero, by the way, everybody. You know, you run a line of holes with your auger, and you go from one to another, to another, to another, and then back, go back two, go forward three, and you just work that whole line looking for some active fish.
Yeah, I mean, you spend, you know, I'd say 5 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're like me, it may be less because I get impatient. But basically what I'm looking for is those active fish, especially those ones that like to roam, you know, just outside the weed line in the main basins. But this rod's also good for, you know, if you're fishing up shallower water, you know, weed flats. Again, you want to stay mobile and you want to go chase the fish, not have them come to you. This is the perfect rod. It's got a solid glass blank to it. And low profile eyelids.
Okay.
I mean, this is absolute. When I first saw this, I was like, I got to have that.
Hmm. Okay. That's a, I'm going to have to check. Who's that one by Neptune, you said?
By Neptune Ice Rods out of Wisconsin. It's a veteran owned company. You know, made the rods are made in right there in Wisconsin. And best of all, they got a lifetime warranty to them, too. So if anybody's like me and extremely rough on their equipment, guess what? You break it, you get a new one.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. Hey, any new lures you saw that kind of caught your eye or no?
You know, some of them more on the lines of new colors maybe. But, you know, for the most part, everybody kind of takes, you know, certain, designs, tweaks a little bit. You know, I know Rapala's got the new, that Nano. You know, that's a 1/16 ounce lure, a jigging lure. So, you know, something like that is, you know, worth looking at and trying out. But as far as reels, I found PC Fun came out with a Carbon X 500 FH, and FH stands for folding handle. So what's cool about a folding handle is, you know, if you put a bunch in, you know, in the bucket or in your rod case, it definitely is a space saver. And then this thing has got a 5:2:1 gear ratio, 8.8 pounds of drag, but guess how much this thing weighs?
I couldn't even guess.
Okay.
Quarter pound.
How about this? 5.5 ounces.
You're kidding me.
No, I am not. It's got 10 plus one bearings to it. That reel sold out. Every vendor that had them sold out. PC Fun, their booth, they sold out Saturday morning of those reels, of the 500 and the 1,000.
Well,
that's how popular it was.
What's the big plus of having a folding hand? When you say handle, you're talking the handle on the reel.
Yes, correct. It folds in, so it allows you to put more in a bucket because the handle's not sticking out. You're less likely to break it too. And if you have like me, and you have your rod holder, your case stacked to the hilt with everything imaginable, it's a space saver.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, you do tip-ups like I do with rod and reel, you want to stick them in the bucket at the end of the day, they're, you know, easily, you can put, you know, endless amount of, you know, rod and reels in a bucket, especially when you have a folding handle, and they don't get all hung up on each other.
That's a big plus, I would think. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's a big plus.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why everybody saw that and they had to have one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty cool. And ice fishing is really so much different. I mean, you know, when you're bass fishing, you're pitching, you know, quarter ounce, half ounce, three-quarter ounce, ounce and a half. And, you know, if you're pike fishing, you know, you're pitching things that if you clunk the fish in the head, you're going to knock them out. But ice fishing, man, is it all
complete
light?
Opposite.
Light, finesse, you don't move the rod much. Sometimes just the wind blowing is enough to make the rod tip move. That's good. Because it's really a different way of fishing. And the ones that are very good at it, like you and others, I mean, you know, you've got it down pat. But I would, if you've never been ice fishing, go out to some lakes in southern Wisconsin, you know, northern Illinois, where you see ice fishermen. The one thing about ice fishermen, they may not talk to you in the summertime when they're open water fishing, but if you walk up to them and say, "Hey, I've never done this. Can you explain it to me?" You better be ready to sit down for 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. That's the one thing about ice anglers versus open water is it's a different mindset. You know, they're more willing to help others who are just, you know, starting out, you know, and, you know, hey, I'm just starting out. I'm new to this. What should I get? You know, what do I need? You know, and again, for anybody who's listening who wants to try it, you don't need a whole lot. You know, a bucket, maybe a sled, an auger, a few rods, you know, some lure, some bait. And that's really, you know, in a flasher, that's really all you need. It's not a lot.
No. And that ice fisherman is the same guy who's an open water fisherman. It's just that he gets a different mindset when he's out on the ice.
Absolutely.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about the Wisconsin Ice Show and the new products that you saw that kind of caught your eye and said, because who knows, we may have ice a little bit more this year. You know,
it's shaping up to be that way so far.
And, you know, we've talked about safety to constantly. So you just listen to one of our previous shows about ice fishing. You'll hear about ice fish safety and things like that. But there's so much fun to have. And you know what? And if it's not a bitter cold day, it's just a cold day, boy, your family has a great time because they roll out all the stuff. And there's contests and derbies and festivals on the ice. You could really enjoy the day with your friends, family, and fishing buddies, right?
Absolutely. A hot brat on the cold ice, there's nothing better.
All right, my friend. Well, thanks much for coming in, buddy, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Chauncey.
All right. That's Ken Husker O'Malley, pro staffer for us, and well as Waterworks Marine. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
wants to announce their latest addition of Bayliner to the Waterworks family of boats. That's right, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes that you can cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. Waterworks is offering savings from Bayliner that you won't believe. As a new dealer, they will make putting you in a new Bayliner something you can afford and enjoy time on the water with your friends and family. So whether you're cruising or fishing or both, Bayliner is just the boat for you. There's even a model with a restroom on board, so you don't have to run back to the marina. You can just continue to enjoy fun on the water. Go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and Low Boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!" If fishing is your passion, then end your 2025 year and begin the new year with your friends and family and come meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is a Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame member, and it has been educating anglers and family for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Tuesday, December 30th at 6 p.m., and hear Billy Heim of Night Prowler Guide Service for Lake Geneva, Big Green, and others. This seminar will cover how to target and catch different species of fish from the open waters that you love to fish. But he is also an accomplished ice fisherman and guide, and he'll even probably answer those questions after the main presentation. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, Tuesday, December 30th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information. Be there and be a better angler.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm a flying fish sailor.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, blow them down. Just give me some whiskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, I mean, you know, we dream about things when we're 18 years old. We dream about doing things in the great outdoors. We dream about catching massive fish. We dream about shooting ducks and geese and big bucks. And then there's a woman who walks into the world by the name of Grace Olson, who traveled all the way to Africa to be part of a world fishing tournament. Is that right, Grace?
Yep, that's right.
What was the official name of the tournament?
It was the Tri-Nations Cup in South Africa at Las Kop Dam against South Africa, the U.S., and Zimbabwe.
Now, when was this? You did this about a month ago, right?
It was December like 8th was the official start of the tournament. Oh, so I just got home a few days ago, like okay. last week.
All right. So here's this, you know, Grace flies to, you know, South Africa, becomes part of this massive fishing tournament. And what did you guys do?
We won gold.
You won gold?
Yes, we got first place. We won the whole tournament. And not only did we win gold, we won by over 100 pounds, which is crazy.
Whoa. your total weight was past the second place boat by 100 pounds of bass?
Yes. So it was a three-day tournament. And by the second day, we had that 100-pound lead. And then we just went out there the third day and caught them again, and we're still leading by 100 pounds.
Grace, I'm sitting here with my mouth open.
Me too.
I mean, the other teams must have felt like they were playing Michael Jordan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, last year in Zimbabwe, we got third, so we placed last. So we came for some revenge this year.
I think the Bears might have been watching you guys last Saturday, you know that, because, oh, man, that's unbelievable. I mean, and
we fired them.
But the thing that people need to realize is, okay, it's December, it's cold here, it's this, it's that. You're in Zimbabwe, right?
We were in South Africa.
South Africa. You're in South Africa.
Yeah.
Where it's not, you know, 20 below zero.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees most of the week.
Oh, my gosh. How did you get to be part of the USA fishing team for this event?
So last year there was 12 of us, and 11 of them were from Illinois. The coach is from near, like, Orland Park.
Oh.
Area. Carl Sandberg, he coaches that high school team.
Cool.
And he's with one of the guys that are in charge of the entire U.S. angling that does, like, with the pros, because there's the USA Bass team for the pros and then a USA Bass team for the youth. So last year I got invited just because I fished against them in Illinois, and everybody that was doing good or had, like, a lot of accomplishments, the coaches saw that and handpicked them. So this year, a lot of us got invited back, and then we also invited Arkansas. I think there's some from Georgia, Alabama, all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And we all together, and there was 13 of us this year.
That is, bass fishing is like bass fishing anywhere in the world. Were you using the same tactics that you would be using at Braidwood or some other place?
So this lake that we went to was actually a lot like Braidwood. So it was right up my alley.
Oh, I would say that's dangerous because you own that lake. You own that lake.
Some would say. Yeah, a lot of the lake, there was, I don't know, it was a lot like Braidwood in some ways, but then you could also go offshore. And we also had live scope this year. Unlike last year, we had, I think, 3 live scopes. So I unfortunately wasn't able to be in a boat that had live scope. So I had to go and find what I know, you know, what mm-hmm. I do at Braidwood Lake. And it is a lot of the same fishing like it is here. It's just there's different bait fish over there. So that's the only thing that you have to look for in terms of like colors of baits. You have to use certain baits. So they have this bait fish. It's called the crouper. And it looks a lot like a bluegill. So I was throwing a bluegill-colored chatterbait, and that's what I caught most of my fish on all week. And those fish didn't want any other color but that. So that was a bit different. But other than that, it's a lot like the same it is here.
Wow.
You're looking for the same structure, same things to fish. I was fishing reeds, just like at Braidwood.
Now, so you're using a color that looks similar to the natural forage.
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah,
what was your, you know, if you're 100 pounds over the next guy, you know, fishing team, what was your personal best fish that you caught that day, weekend or weekend?
Well, I broke my PB. It was a little over 10 pounds. It was a 10-11. That was my personal best. And then I also had my biggest bag just myself, I had a little over 26 pounds as well, which is just crazy. You can never really get that here in Illinois.
And the winner of the 2029 Major League Fishing, is Grace Olson. Oh, my God, Grace.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, these other people watching you, they must have sat back and looked at you and gone, what are you guys doing? You know? Well, I mean, and that's a good question. What were you doing so different than them that you were able to be 100 pounds and catch your personal, oh my God, a 10-pound bass? I'm going to have to go find that photo of you because that's absolutely, it had a mouth that you could drop a softball in, I bet.
Oh, yeah. It was the biggest fish I've ever seen. I was literally, once I caught that, I had to sit down for like 45 minutes because I was shaking so bad I couldn't stand up because I was just so happy and excited.
Now, you know, Grace, I know you're only 18 years old and an exceptionally well-accomplished fisherman today, tomorrow, last week, and in the future, but it might be a little while before another 10-pounder shows up.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you took a lot of photos and had a replica made of that puppy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. 10-pound personal best on personal best stringer bag weight. I mean, you guys did no wrong. That's the only thing I could say. That's the only thing I could say.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the only one catching them. Like, that second day. So the first day we fished with Zimbabwe. And then the second day we fished with U.S., and day was just amazing for everybody. Everybody caught backs because we were able to work as a team the second day. On like the first day, we're kind of competing against the person in our boat.
Yeah.
But the second day was just great because my partner, he caught, I think he had 17 pounds for four, which is still great. He had a 6-pounder, and it was all off of this one area that I found the first day of the tournament. And we were the only ones in that area. So we had that spot to ourselves, and like you asked, like, what were you doing differently than everybody else? Well, everybody else went up the lake. They went to the left from the boat ramp, and we were really the only boat that went to the right. And we found this cove, and it had this little creek with reeds that looked just like Braidwood, and I was like, well, we have to fish this. And then the first day of the tournament, I caught like 3 5-pounders out of this little spot that we found water coming in at.
Yeah.
So then I started there the second day, and we literally did not leave that spot the entire day, and we ended up catching 9 for 41 pounds as a team. Me and my partner. It was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. There are people dropping their coffee mugs on the kitchen table right now listening to this. They're just going, well, here's a question for you. You're, you know, USA fishing team. What's it like fishing these tournaments, knowing that you're representing several million fishermen back in the States?
It's truly honoring. It feels amazing to represent such a great country and to wear that uniform and that eagle on our back. It feels great.
Now, when they announced they wouldn't, do they play the national anthem?
They did not. But oh, okay. We did play the national anthem before every blast off in the morning takeoff. We were playing the national anthem and doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's cool. That's cool.
It was very cool. And that's South Africa, by the way, also did their national anthem too.
Right.
So we got to hear that. It was awesome.
Yeah. So are you banned now for life for fishing these tournaments?
No, I actually get to come back next year because the age limit is 19.
Ooh.
So if all goes well, I'll get to fish next year, and it'll actually be here in the States.
Here in the States?
Yes. So South Africa and Zimbabwe will come over here if all goes well.
Maybe we should lobby them for fishing it at Braidwood, huh?
Tournament at Braidwood. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Grace, I mean, there are professional anglers for many years that I've known that have never done what you did that weekend down in South Africa. The numbers, the sizes, the fish, the stringers, the representing the country. And you're going to school in college for what?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. So we have somebody who's going to be a lawyer and also can catch a heck of a string of bass.
Yeah. Well, not a lawyer. My plan is to be either a police officer or a conservation officer. One of those. I'm leaning more towards conservation right now just because obviously I love the outdoors and I can kind of put it all into one doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But not sure yet.
Okay. Well, please remember to, you know, apply for scholarships at the Illinois Conservation Foundation, and stuff like that. And if you need, I can get the chief of the conservation police to give you a buzz and talk to you about, you know, a career path and stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, that would be cool for you. If you need that, don't be afraid to ask. That's what we're all here in the outdoors is to help each other. But Grace, I just want to say congratulations. Did you pinch yourself or did you, when you finally lay down in bed, did you look at the ceiling and go, oh my God?
Yeah, the whole day just felt like a dream because It was just all day catching. And what's crazy is that the first day in practice, literally like first hour of the day, I lose like a 10 pounder at the boat. Like it broke my line. And I was like, this is it. Like the tournament's already ruined. I was sitting down. I cried for like an hour. I was so upset. And then second day of the tournament, I catch a 10 pounder. It's just, God is so good. He's blessed me.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Well, I'm sure that everybody in your family that may have made the trip, we're all exceptionally proud of you. Mm-hmm. And we're all proud of you because, you know, you're a Northern Illinois girl who did better than good. You did fantastic. And like I said, you're truly a fantastic person because you have a young woman working hard in school, knows how to back a boat into the water and operate a boat, can catch a 10-pound bass. I mean, you do it all.
I appreciate it.
You're the perfect person, you know. But Grace, I just want to wish you and your family a happy holidays, and thank you so much for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Thank you for having me, Chauncey. It's been fun.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Honest to Pete, if you think like that, her personal best, 10 pounds and all those fish in a bag. Oh my God, You're listening to Chauncey, who's still having a heart palpitation on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition of Bayliner to the Waterworks family of boats. That's right. Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes that you can cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. Waterworks is offering savings from Bayliner that you won't believe. As a new dealer, they will make putting you in a new Bayliner something you can afford and enjoy time on the water with your friends and family. So whether you're cruising or fishing or both, Bayliner is just the boat for you. There's even a model with a restroom on board so you don't have to run back to the marina. You can just continue to enjoy fun on the water. Go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and Low Boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
We are the keepers of the wild. America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition.
Oh, I always just sit back when I'm playing that bit of music and just kind of close the eyes and lean back and gone fishing. That's a good thing to do. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I don't know if you noticed it, but I got a little bit of the crud in the voice today. I call it the Christmas crud. And through the interviews, I start out okay, and every interview, you can hear it getting worse and worse. I started laughing, but I just want to thank everybody for listening to me for all these years, and, you know, we've got a lot of stuff planned for next year with all the sports shows coming, and a lot more to do with the great outdoors, and you, our listeners, and we got some new things coming up on social media and things that we're going to try, and we hope you're going to be part of it with us, and spread the word of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, let's get the report from Aiden. This was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You know, they've got the Bayliner boats now, and the interesting thing about that, there's that one model that's a fishing ski boat that's for you to enjoy, but there's even a toilet built into it, a little private toilet. I love that. I was excited because anybody with a family always knows how much of a hassle it is. Oh, we're out having fun. Kids got to go to the bathroom. Check them out at Waterworks Marine. Can't go wrong there. Aiden said, Papa, a lot of smaller ponds are open to iffy along the edges. And Mom, the fireman, said, don't even think of going on it. Oh, that I could hear your mother. And she was probably very, very expressive when she said that, if you get my drift. So we checked the river and saw a few guys out casting for walleye and steelhead, but not many were out because of Christmas. Hope you're feeling better from the Christmas crud. Oh, you know I had it. And your fishing magician, Aiden, P.S., thanks for the Apple headphones. Yes, him and his sister got Apple headphones for Christmas this year. They really, really like them, which is a good sign. Okay, let's talk about a few other things going on. You know, ice, it's going to get wacko. That's all I'm going to say, because there's so many different things. I mean, Southern Cook County and stuff are wide open. I saw a couple days ago, got a couple of guys on Blue Lake, which is not an approved Cook County Forest Preserve lake for ice fishing. Not, did you hear me say that? Not an approved county. They were out there and there was like puddles of water everywhere and kind of thin along the edges. Please, please, please use common sense, folks. I like ice fishing too, but I like it when there's 6 inches, 4 to 6 inches minimum under my petite little body. It always helps. I can't pass that one up. Hey, let's look at a couple of other things. Have you seen the news about the beaver? Yes, the beaver in Schaumburg. He's chomping trees down. It's a great video. It was on Channel 32. This beaver is in a the business district, you know, with the pond nearby, and he's just gnawing his way through all the trees around the pond. Hey, that's, you need a little bit of lunch, you know? What the heck? You know, beavers got to eat for Christmas, but I just laughed so hard when I saw that video. And people are standing within 10 feet of him taking photos, and the beaver's just gnawing away, looks at the people, looks around, starts gnawing again, like, you want to take photos? Go ahead. So that was a good thing. I want to congratulate the hunter up in Wisconsin. His last name is Lohman. He shot an over 200-pound buck that at green score, that means it has to dry for 60 days, but at the green score, so it's just measured out at 191 7/8 inches as a typical 12-pointer, or if he measured it as a non-typical, it was a 206 6/8 as a non-typical 18-pointer. This is a huge buck. We're going to get a picture of it on our Facebook page. It's a story that came out of Outdoor Life. And if it does come in that high, it's going to be in the top 10, definitely Wisconsin. It's top 5 Wisconsin, but top 10 for the country. So we got to congratulate them. I mentioned open water anglers. It's my recommendation, if you're south of the Illinois border, even in the Chain of Lakes, please check out the ice. I know people throw boards and do a little bit of walk in a plank, as I call it. But with warm weather, rain, they're talking about maybe a thunderstorm rolling through. I mean, there's the weather people are having a field day, and they're scaring us. And, you know, you just got to be careful out there. All right. But in Wisconsin, we're also seeing ice conditions. Things are changing fast. And the weather and with the warming rain, Lake Poygan 2 days ago had 7 inches. Monona had just under 7. Lake Onalaska had a little bit less than 7 inches also, but that's changing fast. And I want to thank all of those anglers who I mentioned earlier about going out and bought the combo fishing rod reels and gave it to their kids' friends as a secret Santa to go fishing with their friend. It was a big success. And I got a couple hundred emails from people saying how great the looks on the face, and the kids got to come over and show them what he bought them. Is a secret Santa. So you can't go wrong with that. That's just a beautiful thing. It really, really is. And, I hear the flute playing. So Mario's saying, Chauncey, it's time for you to take your medication and stop talking. But I like to leave you with a Native American proverb for the Christmas season. And it says, remember, when the Christ child was born, the first to see him were the animals. Then came man. So the next time you're out in the woods, remember how close the animals are to the Creator. We'll see you next year. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thank you, Mario.